Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up? What's happening? Welcome inside our Half Street Studios here at 106.7 The Fan. We're always simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You're tapped into the youngest in charge of L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 o'clock. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to, and guess what? It is one of the best days on the sports calendar. All of you that were upset, that were worried, that were stressing about what will the finals look like without one of the marquee stars of the NBA, without one of our traditional NBA stars being at the forefront of this thing, and boy, has these NBA finals, boy, have they delivered. Game 7 tonight between Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers, and as we've been talking about, or as I've been talking about all postseason long, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has the opportunity tonight to cement, really by the age of 26, a Hall of Fame resume. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but when you think about what he has done this year throughout the duration of the regular season as well as the postseason, there's really no argument to be made, there's really a strong argument to be made that he is having one of the greatest scoring seasons of all time. If he can cap it off with a Game 7 victory in the finals and then winning finals MVP, maybe, just maybe, we could be talking about him having a Hall of Fame resume by the age of 26. What has to happen tonight for Oklahoma City to win this game? I think that's the first thing that really crosses my mind is, well, what do they need to do tonight? What's going to be the difference? What's going to be the X factor in this basketball game? And I think it's very clear what the X factor is or who the X factors are. In this postseason or in this finals, in this seven-game series, throughout the first six games, bench production has been a real huge barometer of success. And it feels like whenever Indiana has won in this series, they have gotten major production off of their bench, and I expect tonight to be similar in terms of the importance of the bench. Guys like Alex Caruso for Oklahoma City, as well as, you know, Aaron Wiggins has had some big performances off the bench. If you go back to Indiana and what happened in game number 6, it was a big-time Obi Toppin performance off the bench. He had 20. On 4 made 3. So I think the bench is going to be seismic tonight, obviously. Whose bench mob can provide them with the most punch? And I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying this, but when you're at home, like Oklahoma City is, you think, and it's normally the thought that, hey, your role players play better in this situation. So if you are OKC, you hope that you don't get last game's performance replicated from a guy like Lou Dort, who struggled and has been a big role player and big piece of these finals for the Thunder. So I think guys like that need to step up, and really the stars have to be stars. We can talk about X factors all day long, but at the end of the day, whoever outplays the other in terms of SGA and Tyrese Haliburton, whoever outplays the other is probably going to win. It's normally how these things go. Lou Dort is a key guy for me, though, for Oklahoma City, because, yes, he gives you, you know, tremendous defense, and he gives you maximum effort on that end of the floor, but if he can knock down two or three threes in this basketball game, it's the extra scoring lift that sometimes the Thunder need. Because as great as SGA has been, as great as Jalen Williams has been, those two have really been the only consistent mainstays for the Thunder during this series. We've seen Chet Holmgren be super up and down in his matchup against Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam, right? I just mentioned Lou Dort sometimes, you know, going invisible when it comes to his offensive production. So I think that's the key. That's the key, is can OKC get production from the other guys? The more and more I think about it, though, like if you're the Thunder, if you're OKC, you scored 91 points last game. And the big difference in what looked yucky and nasty about Game 6 and the performance that OKC delivered, offensively, they went through these lulls where they're playing ISO basketball. And that's really their offense. It's going, taking turns, going ISO and hoping that guys can win one-on-one. That can't work, or that can't happen, rather, in Game 7 if they're going to win. Here's the other thing. OKC, as well as Indiana, both beneficiaries of getting out in transition, running, and getting easy baskets. When you are OKC and you're struggling to get stops against Indiana, it's going to be hard for you to get easy buckets because you're taking the ball out of the net. Like, that's also been a big difference in this series, is the half-court offense and the transition offense. Who's going to get the opportunity to run out and transition? And when I say get the opportunity, I got to rephrase that. Who is going to earn the opportunity to get out in transition? Normally, the team that does that best in this series normally wins.
Honestly, for me, I feel like Jalen Williams is going to be the guy that makes the difference or not in this game, because he was not as good in Game 6. Obviously, Game 5 is almost a career-defining performance for Jalen Williams. Putting up 40 in an NBA Finals game is ridiculous. But if you're Indiana at this point in a Game 7, you're probably doing whatever it takes to make somebody else beat you other than SGA. And that's when Jalen Williams can really shine, because if SGA, even if Indiana is able to negate him, and there's not really an easy way to stop SGA, he's going to score 25 to 30 points probably no matter what. But if Jalen Williams can be the ball dominant player he was in Game 5 of the series and put up 20 to 30 points, I don't see how Indiana could win at that point. I think they'd have to find a way to stop both those guys. So that's why Williams almost feels like the difference for me.
Yeah, I mean, I look at him as a guy that showed up every game, though, for the most part. I know he had the poor performance last game, but throughout these finals, I think, while America's getting introduced to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think they're being introduced to Jalen Williams as well as a legitimate second star. He's averaging 24 in this series. His lowest scoring output was in game number 6, where he just had 16. I think he is going to show up. We know what we've gotten from him all series long. The one number that I didn't realize was this bad on Jalen Williams is the way that he is shooting the ball from the perimeter. 26% from three is Jalen Williams. And I know that's something that is tough and a number that he obviously wants to improve on. But I think what he has shown in this series is he is the exact second co-star, the exact second star that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander needs, 110%. The way that he has played in this series when his team has needed him the most has been phenomenal. And the thing about Jalen Williams that I love, he's getting downhill and getting to the cup and living at the free throw line as well as in the mid-range. And that's what makes him and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, to me, just a different group, a different unit, man. Like, they're different. They don't play – I don't want to say they don't play today's modern style, but you see those two dudes – you see those two dudes rely on the free throw line in the mid-range more than others in this league, and it's different. It's kind of unorthodox relative to the rest of the NBA, but what you're seeing is they're super efficient at it. They're super efficient at it. I feel like when it comes to this series on paper, like, Ben, we were talking about it at the end of last show. Like, I'm going to pick OKC tonight. Like, let's get that out of the way real quick. I will pick the Thunder tonight. Why? Because I think they're the better team. And so does Vegas. They're 7.5-point favorites going into tonight. I believe it's their largest spread of these finals. Their smallest spread, rather, of these finals. And obviously some recency bias goes into effect with that because, you know, really recency bias goes into effect because of what happened in game number 6. But I think, and we talked about this numerous times throughout these playoffs, I was not surprised by game number 6. And this is not me bragging and acting like I know more than the next man. I was not surprised by game number 6 because of what? You can't fake desperation. And when you're down 3-2 at home, back against the wall trying to keep your season alive, you get a performance like you got on Thursday night from Indiana. And this time around, in game 7, on the road in hostile territory, I don't know if I can count on a 20-point Obi Toppin performance off the bench. I don't know if I can count on, you know, Alex Caruso giving me big-time minutes off the bench. I don't know if Benedict Mathurin shows up in a Game 7. It's going to be interesting. There's one sport to me that and there's one scenario in pro sports that really ratchets up the intensity and it kind of shows who's bout and who's not, and that is Game 7. That is Game 7.
The thing about Game 7s at home for a team that had a 3-2 lead and goes on the road and falls in that game and goes back home to play games. Usually these kind of moments favor the home team. Typically, the team that wins game 5 of the series, especially if it's the team with home court advantage, they go on to win the series, whether it's in 6 or 7 games. And I think this Indiana run has just been so weird, such an anomaly, which is why, like, I don't even really see that as being exactly the factor here in this game, because typically you would see a team that comes home for game 7 usually win regardless, even though it seemed like the team that won game 6 at home would have all the momentum, the recency bias for it. But I don't know. I just feel like this Indiana run is just so special, and that's why they'll complete it.
Yeah, everyone across America, including you, little top Ben Strober, is in the dreams, in the Cinderella stories. I'm into the Oklahoma City Thunder completing what has been one of the greatest regular seasons of all time. This is normally I would root for the underdog. Normally I would have a soft spot for a team that's not supposed to be there. But the soft spot I have is for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the rest of America, including myself, and I'll take full accountability and responsibility for it. I was late. I was late to the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander party. I was, and I'll admit this too. I was also late to the Nikola Jokic party. But this time around, I'm not as late as I was to the Joker, but I'm going hard about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because it goes back to the bigger conversation that we always have. And it frustrates me because, and Ben, you should take umbrage to this too and take this personally. All the older folks out there that, and I'm going to sound like, is the right word, ageist? Does that make sense? All the older folks out there are going to look at me and say, well, this era of basketball, Linnell, it's not the same. The rules are different. The game is officiated much differently. It is geared toward the offense. Say what you want. All of that can be true. It still doesn't change the course of history. When you look at the course of history and what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has accomplished during this postseason, it is very clear that if he finishes the deal tonight, and wins Finals MVP, as I said to start the show, it will go down is one of the greatest performances, one of the greatest scoring seasons in NBA history. And he'll have a Hall of Fame resume by the age of 26. An MVP, a finals MVP. And the number I continue to give on SGA, and I would love to know where he sits right now. Heading into this postseason, if you were to combine his regular season scoring point total combined with the postseason scoring point total entering the finals, the most entering the finals since 1993 when Michael Jordan had his historic run. So anybody out there that's trying to discredit or take away from what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has done this year and done this postseason, please don't. I don't care about the past. I don't care about how differently you think the game is officiated. I don't care about how soft you think the game is. Appreciate greatness. Whether it's the past, the present, appreciate greatness. I do. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll talk more about the finals as we roll throughout this show here this afternoon as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I guess this should have been expected. The Washington Nationals the other night had James Wood snap an 11-game losing streak, and you thought, well, damn. Glad they picked up a W because things are going to be rough for them out west. They lost game one of the series against the Dodgers. Last night, though, the West Coast Nats coming out to play. Papa Wood going yard once more. Bats were talky hot. What happened last night out west with the Washington Nationals? We'll give it to you next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just getting rolling here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. And we're live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 1 o'clock before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Game 7 on tap. Game 7 on my mind. NBA Finals tonight. Pacers, Thunder, in OKC. for the right to call yourself the best team of the 2024-2025 season. If you got any calls on the finals, we'll take it at 1-800-636-1067. We were talking about some X factors, and we'll get back into the X factors and a couple of numbers that you need to know heading into this finals coming up here momentarily, but I got a couple calls on the line. We'll get to them here real quick before we get back into the numbers. Let's go to Vic and Akakeek wants to chime in on Game 7 tonight. What's up, Vic?
What's up, Lunel?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right. So the Pacers might win, and I'll explain why. The Thunder double team too much. Looks much like college basketball at times, overzone. And that can work when you have your opponent have difficulty dribbling, they're not that athletic, and they don't have any shooters. The Pacers actually have starters and bench players that can slash to the bucket. They're very athletic, and they can shoot. And they speed you up defensively, which is what the Thunder tries to do. But when they're clicking on all cylinders, when the Pacers are, and they're making shots to get to the bucket, they're not going to succumb or stop because you're athletic or because you have Shea or you have C-Dub. And then the other X factor is Chet Holmgren has been very inefficient.
Yes, he has.
And I hate to use this word, but weak offensively. He still rebounds the ball. He still guards the rim. He still plays defense. But he's missing point-blank layups. He's missing point-blank putbacks. He's not finishing strong at the rim. And that's the X factor for me. In our minds, we believe that the Thunder are going to win. They're going to play good defense. They're going to close out. They're going to be on the ball. Shea and C-Dub are going to do what they do. But the Pacers could win this game, straight up. They could win this game.
I think they've shown throughout this entire postseason, there's never a game they won't have a chance in. I just think on the road in a Game 7 where your role players got to play well, I don't know if I trust Obi Toppin, Alex Caruso, and Ben Mathurin to get it done in a Game 7. That's the difference to me. And I think if you're looking at it from a star versus star perspective, I like the combo of Jalen Williams and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander more than I like Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam. That's just me.
Exactly. Now I totally know. Now on paper, yes. We on paper. I know you. I believe you. I believe you, LA fan. You're not left yet.
I'm a Wizards fan, but I love LeBron James. So that's what. If anyone calls me an LA fan, it's for that reason.
On paper, we believe that the Kobe, Shaq, Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Lakers were going to punish the Pistons, but the Pistons played basketball the right way, and they won. I believe the Thunder should win. They should win handily tonight. But Rick Carlisle is a cagey NBA champion, yes, veteran coach that played on NBA championship team. If I were Rick Carlisle, I wouldn't be dirty, but I would say early tonight, I would go deep into my bench early. Good combination of my offensive prowess, especially my starters. I would foul Shea and C-Dub hard early. I would foul them coming off the elbow. I would foul them coming off screens. I would foul them at the rim. And what I else would do, I'm Game 7 is nothing else left. I'm going to make them beat me by themselves.
For sure. Vic, I appreciate you as always, my man. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, brother. It's going to be interesting. I think, I don't know, and this is like, and I'm like this as well, I guess, with in certain situations, just not in this game in particular. America loves the underdog. America loves the underdog. America loves when the team that's not supposed to win wins. Got to admit it. We love that. You're not going to get what you love tonight. I can see a scenario in – this is where I may be maybe giving out a play here on accident. It just feels like one of those games where OKC says, all right, let's really lace up our shoes, take this thing serious, and get this team the hell out of here and stop playing around. That's what I expect to see coming up tonight. I don't expect this one to be close. I don't expect Indiana to be within striking distance for long. I think OKC is the better team. I think if they come out and play loose and free, they'll have a shot. Vic talked about the defense of OKC. That, to me, is the difference. Even in their loss the other night, you still held the Pacers to 41% from the field. Like, that is what they do. By hook or by crook, they are going to play elite defense. And I get it, right? It wasn't perfect defensively for OKC the other night. They gave up 36 points in that second quarter, and that really was the difference in this basketball game. But if you look at the way that they defended as a whole the other night, they shot the ball better, technically, than the Indiana Pacers did. The difference was a three-point line. Indiana 15 of 42 from downtown. First of all, the attempts is really the thing that I look at, right? They got up 42 three-point attempts. Why? Because they were able to get out in transition, and they took a lot of those threes in transition off of the misses from Oklahoma City. There were times in that second quarter and in the second half, too, where it felt like OKC knew they were out of it. The on-ball defense started to slip. You started seeing blow-bys. It was tough. But OKC turned it over 21 times. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen coming up here in game number 7. I just don't see it. Not at home in the biggest game of the season. I don't see them just throwing the basketball away the way that they did routinely the other night. I just don't. 21 turnovers, 19 points scored by the Indiana Pacers off of turnovers. And when you look in a game that you lost by 17 points, maybe, just maybe, if you didn't turn the basketball over so much, you would have had a much better shot. I don't expect that to be the case tonight. I don't. I expect them to handle their business. I expect them to lock it in on the defensive end. And I expect this to be a game in which Oklahoma City proves that they are clearly the better team. And I know I'm talking blowout. I know people are probably upset by that. I just think that they're better. On paper, heading into this series, no one gave Indiana a shot. I get what they've done through the first six games. The playoffs is about runs and momentum. And after emptying out the tank at home at Game 6 to keep your season alive, does Indiana have enough juice to go on the road in a game number 7 to play mistake-free basketball and shock the world? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Chet Holmgren, somebody else that Vic brought up. I think Chet, I've had conversations all postseason long about Chet Holmgren. I think Oklahoma City needs a better third option. But I'm also the same guy that thought they needed a better second option, that Jalen Williams wasn't enough. But here in this finals, he has proven that, hey, I am way, 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 way more than enough. So we'll see what ultimately happens. Like I continue to say, my money's on the Thunder tonight. It just is. I like OKC. I think they get it done. And I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander cements himself and cements this season that he's having as one of the best of all time. From a historic perspective, the Thunder, if they're able to win tonight, I think you got to look at them as crossing the finish line for one of the most historic seasons of all time. And honestly, I'll take it a step further. If they win tonight, when you think about the landscape of the Western Conference, when you think about how young this team is, it could be the first championship of a dynasty-type run. It could be. It could be. SGA is an MVP just getting into his prime. Jalen Williams, an all-star here early in his career. And then Chet Holmgren, you know, is the anchor of this defense. They got everything that you need to get over the hump. The difference is going to be, can they do it? Can they do it? Because one thing to talk about being a dynasty, or one thing to talk about having a historic season, if they don't cap it off tonight, I know this is going to sound crazy to some, if they don't cap it off tonight, to me there is a huge, huge wet blanket over their season as a team, and then over SGA and his personal accomplishments, man. Because what they have done this year statistically, they are one of the most dominant teams of all time. They got the best regular season point total ever, right? When you think about their 68 wins, it's the sixth most all-time in the regular season. I'm not just talking out of my ass when I talk about this group being one of the best teams of all time. But, if they don't finish it off, it's all for nothing. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 o'clock. We'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, at that time. He'll lead you into Nats baseball. Speaking of Nats baseball, going out west, going out to Cali, sometimes brings out the best in you. I think we saw that last night with the Washington Nationals as they stole one from the LA Dodgers. How did it happen? We'll tell you that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Smith sets an inside target. For May's next delivery, and it's blasted high and deep center field. Forget about it. Páez stands and watches and admires that one way back into the pavilion just to the right of dead center field. James Wood almost hit that one out of Dodger Stadium. The Nationals take a 1-0 lead on number 21 for Mr. James Wood. I mean, the reaction of Páez was amazing. He took one step and stopped and watched like we all did. Wow, what a blast.
Home run from James Wood yesterday, number 21 on the season, as he is just off to a ridiculous start to his first full season in the bigs. This is the youngest of Charles Adele Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well, taking you up to 1 o'clock. Well, we'll hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll lead you into Nats baseball as the Nats try and take 2 out of 3 in L.A. versus the Dodgers. You get to see that cyborg, Shohei Ohtani, on the mound this afternoon for the L.A. Dodgers. So that should be a treat for all of you Nats fans that get to watch that. But last night, one of the rare moments this year where you felt good about the group, it was one of those games where the bats were talky hot, and when that normally happens, you're going to get a good result. Nathaniel Lowe went yard twice as Washington hit 5 homers yesterday to beat the LA Dodgers 7-3. James Wood, took a yard, as you just heard, coming back from break. C.J. Abrams went yard. Luis Garcia went yard. And the Nationals, better late than ever, getting their first road win in the month of June. They're 2-12 in their past 14 games, but this is a group that has shown flashes throughout the year. And when you see James Wood and C.J. Abrams have a night where they hit the ball well, you feel good about it. We were talking about it yesterday, what C.J. Abrams has to do from here on out to secure his spot in Atlanta as an all-star for the second consecutive year. I think last night was a good start to that and a good piece of helping that out. I really feel like at some point, you know, the conversation, and maybe this is me trying to spin things in a positive light. It feels like the conversation right now surrounding this team is, oh, they're terrible. They don't retain talent, and they're going to lose every good player that they have right now in this organization eventually to free agency. That's not the case. I don't think that's the mentality that Nats fans should have. I understand what the past has been, but if you really feel like this organization has no hope and you have no trust in the organization retaining a James Wood or retaining a Mackenzie Gore, or retaining a C.J. Abrams, pack it up. Stop watching. Stop watching. And maybe I'm being hyperbolic by saying that. Ben, you gave a detail to me in my ear before the show started that
I
absolutely
hope those people
knocked
didn't
my socks
see it.
Off.
I really hope those people that are, you know, only concerned right now about potentially losing James Wood 5 years from now, I really hope they don't know the nugget I gave you. Because they surely there'll be no overreaction to it.
Yeah, hopefully not. Scott Boras was in attendance yesterday out at Dodger Stadium, and he was sitting next to the family of James Wood, or sitting with the family of James Wood. And I know a lot of people look at that as kind of like writing on the wall and, you know, maybe a small sign towards them not being able to retain him. I think it means nothing.
I look at it the other way. What if James' family is saying, let's find a way to keep him here long term? What if they're discussing things like that with him? You never
Honestly.
Know. Because I know Boras clients typically don't hit free agency, but if Wood really did want to stay in his hometown with his family, and his family, you know, was obviously on board with that. You never know if they were potentially talking about maybe they could do an extension at some point sooner rather than later. Just a thought. Probably not the case.
Yeah, probably not. We'll see, though.
Probably not.
Look, though, it wasn't just a good performance at the plate last night. I thought Jake Irvin was pretty good. His ability to bounce back, he gave up a couple of homers but was able to steady out his play throughout the rest of the performance. He lasted 5 1/3, picked up his first win in his last four starts, punched out 7. I thought, you know, overall, last night watching this group, and it's one of those games where I was able to catch a little bit of it. It's the late night Nats. Anyone staying up until 1, 2 a.m. to watch this group, you have psychological issues. But the one thing that I think you can see with this group, and I think they needed to get out on the West Coast and get away from home. Ben, tell me if this stuck out to you at all either. Their body language, no matter what is happening, continues to say positive, continues to say upbeat. I believe it. It looks like it's a tight-knit clubhouse. It looks like it's a tight-knit group that really has a ton of respect for each other. We were laughing about it the other night after the walk-off. James Wood showing emotion then. Showed some emotion last night when he went yard as well. So maybe, just maybe, he's starting to come out of his shell a little bit. When it comes to the matchup this afternoon, I think it's huge. We all should be rooting for Michael Soroka Gems from here on out as we get closer to the All-Star break, because he could be a guy that Washington could potentially flip to a contender that needs another arm. But ultimately, I think the deadline, I would describe them as like soft sellers. I think they'll get calls on guys. I think they'll field calls. But I don't know if they make any sort of seismic, impactful deal. We do know this about Mike Rizzo. There's a good deal out there to be had. He's going to make it. Point blank. If there is a good deal out there to be had, he is ultimately going to make it. The question is, will that deal ultimately be available? So I just think at some point, you got to think about what's next, what's the future like. Veterans are going to be on the move. I also expect the logjam in the outfield to be solved at some point as well. Dalen Lyle made just a tremendous play last night on a play where Jacob Young just completely loses the ball. He covered just so much ground and showed off the speed and the chops that he has defensively in the outfield. Ben, I don't know if you saw that play circulating.
I did.
Online. I mean, he's a damn dog. Uber athlete, someone that's going to be a long-term piece here in this organization moving forward, I think. What do you ultimately see happening with a guy like Dalen Lyle? If he can continue to show flashes like that, and then we've already seen him have some success at the plate, not perfect, but it gives you some competitive at-bats, do you think he is shipped out, or do you think he is enticing enough to keep here?
I think he screams right fielder of the future for this organization. I know they're still waiting on Dylan Cruz to get back, but he's your former number two overall pick, probably your fastest guy in the outfield, minus Jacob Young, but I'm not putting him in the equation for this talking
future. Dalen's got something to say about the fastest, brother.
I think Cruz might have the slight edge. Just from a center fielder standpoint, I think to get the most value out of the number two overall pick, you put Dylan Cruz in center field. That's his best position anyway. Then you have James in left. Because we can finally end the James can't play defense narrative that had been put out.
Yeah.
Because he has gotten ridiculously good, actually. He's on track to win a gold glove in left this year, believe it or not.
Wow.
He really is.
Yeah, and look, I know the defensive metrics have been absolutely amazing. Someone tweeted out yesterday, James Wood is just a straight-up good defender, and I'm tired of acting like he's not.
It's true.
So, I mean,
people don't think he's as good in the outfield because his strides are so long that it doesn't look like he's sprinting. He's actually moving really fast.
And the other thing that he's had, if you're looking at his body of work this year, he's been damn near flawless. When you think about the improved defense, he's crushing the baseball. The only thing that you actually predicted before the season started, Ben, that he hasn't been a monster with, he hasn't been super aggressive running the base paths, trying to steal bases. I don't know if that's something we'll see more in the second half of the season, but it's a part of his game that we know is an asset as well. Bottom line, he's just a superstar. He's just a superstar. He's now on pace, after last night, I think, what is he on pace for, 42 home runs? Like, we are watching something that is absolutely nuts here, and I get what the underlying conversation is going to be about. Well, can they keep him here long-term? Can they keep him here long-term? As we talked about yesterday, you don't have to worry about the long-term future, him leaving potentially until at least 2030. So buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the show that is Papa Wood, because he has been absolutely incredible. I mentioned Nathaniel Lowe going yard twice yesterday. He's now on pace for 23 homers and about 100 RBIs. For them to flip him, for them to ship out a reliever and to get him back, I think is huge. Do you think he's a guy, Ben, that gets moved at the deadline? Because you'd have to think that there is some contender out there that looks at, one, the defense, then two, what he could do at the plate is something that could be an asset for the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a left-handed bat who's got pretty decent power, so there's always going to be a market for that for a team in the postseason. Usually teams are looking for one side of the plate specifically. I think there's a lot of teams that fit that profile that could use a guy like Lowe, and maybe not because you'd have him be your everyday first baseman, you put him in a DH role, or just be a guy that would sub in and be a defensive guy that'd be playing late in the games in the postseason. That's typically what teams will do in the playoffs, so I think there could be a market for him. His batting average is a little bit lower than you would have liked to see, but the power numbers have still been there for him.
For sure, and he had a stretch before, here recently, he actually went through a little bit of a cold spell, but obviously he's been able to get back on track. We'll see if he is a member of this team post trade deadline for the Washington Nationals. You'll see the Curly W's in action a little bit later on this afternoon. It is a 4:10 first pitch. Pregame coverage is rolling right here on the Fan at about 3:40. It is Michael Soroka on the bump going against who? Shohei Ohtani. So make sure you keep it locked for that. A lot more to get to as we take you up to 1 o'clock here on this Sunday afternoon as we take you around the DMV. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We go from one young superstar to another. Jaden Daniels, the star yesterday out at Fanatics Fest in New York. We'll let you hear from the QB1 of the Washington Commanders coming up next. This is The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 1 o'clock as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. And a lot more to get to. We'll get into a pretty impactful death that happened yesterday. One of the key cogs in getting Daniel Snyder to sell the Washington Commanders passed away yesterday. We'll give you the details on that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We will also take a look ahead at what is next for Kevin Durant and the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. We just got word that a Kevin Durant trade is quote-unquote close, according to Clutch Points. So we'll see just how close that is. We'll talk about some potential Kevin Durant suitors as well. We will also take a trip out to New York. Mentally, we'll take a trip out to New York, is where Fanatics Fest NYC was yesterday, and the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders, although he's not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, according to Charles McDonald of YahooSports.com, he is one of the most popular faces in the National Football League based on the reaction and reception that he got yesterday at Fanatics Fest, sharing the stage with John Elway, Dan Marino, and just really, you know, showing just how big time this young man is. And it's always amazing to me. It's always amazing to me watching him carry himself in these public places. He's an introvert, man. He's kind of shy, and it always comes off that way. And it's always amazing to me because you think about this guy as a multimillionaire superstar guy, and I think that's probably the way that most folks who know him closely would describe him. He is an introvert. Sam Amico is the guy that reported the Suns expected to trade Kevin Durant today or tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted on that and whether or not it actually happens. Right now, though, I'm going to go out to the phones. Larry's in La Plata, wants to chime in on the Nats. What's going on, Larry?
Yeah, Linnell, I just wanted to, in the event you hadn't seen it or the listeners hadn't seen it, Nats, as you know, have the overall number one pick in the draft.
And yes.
They don't know if they want to take Ethan Holliday, the high school third baseman, Seth Hernandez, the high school pitcher, or Cade Anderson. Well, if you didn't see it yesterday, Cade Anderson shut down powerhouse Coastal Carolina.
Wow.
1-0 shutout, 9-inning shutout. So I think if, as we continue to follow this, as we get closer, I think mm-hmm. – Cade Anderson probably sealed the deal yesterday for the Nats picking him number one.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's worth keeping an eye on LSU as they move forward and watching this kid. He is going to be probably the Nats' overall number one pick in baseball. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning it. So I'm looking at it right now, 130-pitch complete game, 10 punch-outs yesterday for Cade Anderson. Ben, I'll ask you this. Does it change what you do at the top after seeing him dominate like this? The other thing is this. I'm sure Dylan Cruz is advocating hard for this organization to take Cade Anderson, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I wouldn't be upset about this pick. I'm usually a bat over arm kind of guy. It's normally the play, and I think the upside is more what you're looking for here. I think if the Nats were a little bit closer to being competitive, like maybe people expected they were, I would have been more inclined to get a pitching prospect that you feel would be ready to be in the big leagues in probably under a year. But for right now, honestly, the pick for me is Ethan Holliday, but Anderson has a strong case for it. I would not be upset at taking any of these pitching prospects that have come out of the woodwork here.
So we know James Wood is an elite bat right now in this organization. How would you describe C.J. Abrams' bat relative to the other shortstops across Major League Baseball? Is it the top half of hitters? Definitely, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, he should be an all-star this year. So I think you'd have to categorize C.J. Abrams as a, you know, fringe top eight hitting shortstop in baseball right now.
So those are two top 10 bats that you have at the position. At some point, when do you prioritize the pitching over the bats? Because you do have a couple of guys that should be able to, you know, really give you some beef to your lineup. We know what Robert Hassel could do at the plate. We know what James Wood could do at the plate. We know what C.J. Abrams could do at the plate. Dylan Cruz was starting to warm up before he went down with the oblique injury. So at this point in time, does it not feel like the position of need, the more desperate position of need, is an arm here?
I can't say for sure at this point, because there's a lot of questions that remain to be answered about where this Nationals team even is. It never hurts
right.
to
Help
get a pitching prospect. Like if like they said when they drafted Cruz, that the Pirates made the pick for him because, you know, Skeens was the clear pick, and I totally agreed with it at that point. This year, it's not as obvious who's going to go number one.
I totally agree with you. First hour in the books right here on The Fan. We'll take you up to 1 o'clock Eastern time before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we talked about the stardom of James Wood on pace for 42 home runs in his first year in the majors. A young man that had a tremendous first year himself was Jayden Daniels of the Washington Commanders. He spoke yesterday at Fanatics Fest in New York. We'll let you hear from the QB1 of the Commanders coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.